Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. Pacers lead the series 2-1. B-Mitch, you think OKC is going to come back and win tonight? You were talking about this. You've been all over
this. I believe they will.
Whenever they lose, they come back with a vengeance the next game.
They do. But it's like, now you think about it, though. So that coach is younger. He's like, fourth year, something like that, for the Pacers. I mean, for the Oklahoma City. Rick Carlisle has a lot of experience. And just that. But if he can get his team ready after a loss, he needs to figure out a way to, after they beat the hell out of a team, come back and beat them again. Because if you lose by 20 and you lose again by 10, 20, you might want to fold your tent then. But if you keep giving a team a chance to come back, after they led by double digits several times in that game, you know, you get a little bit too much confidence on the other side, you got problems.
Yeah, and I think this is a good opportunity for Oklahoma City, where if you win this ball game tonight,
you're going back home.
You tie it up 2-2 and you're going back home.
But they lost the first game at home.
And that's the crazy part, is Indiana feels
and
comfortable
Indiana
wherever they play.
Indiana played horrible the whole game.
Yeah, and still won.
They led for 0.35 seconds.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, so I'm intrigued by tonight's game because I think, you know, OKC kind of, there's no such thing as a must win unless it's a elimination game. But, I mean, you don't want to go down 3-1.
It's a must win. If they go down 3-1, it's a must win after they lost at home already.
That's true. You still have to.
They
at
normally
home,
destroy people at home, and they lost that game at home.
But you need to take. You still have to take one in Indiana, and you'd either have to take one in here, Game 4 or Game 6. But you don't want to go down 3-1. And this Indiana team, at some point, you just have to respect them, right? Like I feel like I've counted them out every single series they've been in the playoffs, and I still didn't feel, even going into Game 3, I'm like, well, Thunder will roll. And sure enough, they come out and they showed me something late in that game, B. Mitch, in the fourth quarter, that there was a gear that they could get to, and the Thunder looked like a team that was a little bit overwhelmed in the environment they were playing in. And they dominated that fourth quarter.
I think a lot of that you got to look at in the game, too, and I think people don't look at this closely. This is not saying referees control games, but referees control games. If I let you get very handsy, I don't call fouls, Oklahoma City gets frustrated, Indiana keeps doing it.
Mm-hmm.
In a previous game, they were calling fouls for all that stuff. Indiana stopped getting handsy. Oklahoma City have a lot more free shots. So if you want to see a game, if you want to see a series go to 7, that's all you got to do. You don't have to call way more fouls on one side than the other. You just do things to you can enable one team to have more aggression and the other team is more lax. You know what I mean? And I saw some plays where I'm like, that's a foul. They didn't call it. Then I say, oh, okay. I understand, you know, that's the easy, NBA is so easy to sway a game, you know what I mean? It's easy. So pay attention to the referee tonight and see what happens.
Well, so Lamphill, I know you're big into the nicknames of certain refs. I don't know if you know this or not. Do you know the nickname of Scott Foster, who's refereeing tonight's game? His nickname is White Brian's got it. What do we got? What's Scott Foster's nickname?
It's the Extender.
It's the Extender because he extends series.
Hey, listen, bro.
They called him the Extender tonight. They don't want to go in 3-1.
I hate saying stuff about the refs for the most part because, you know, people start saying, "Oh, you're trying to make excuses." I don't care about either one of these teams. I like good basketball. But you can watch how they sway games, bro.
Well, listen to this.
How the hell the man get a name called the Extender if it don't have any bearing?
Hey, they call in the Extender when they need the series to go another game. They help out the other team. So, tonight, Scott Foster, Josh Tiven, and Sean Wright are the officials.
Uh-huh.
The Indiana Pacers record with these three different officials. Scott Foster, when he officiates, 6-13. 2-5 when Tiven, and 3-6 when Sean Wright is there. Versus the Thunder are 14-9, 5-5, and 4-3. Like, you want to say it's not? There's not a fix in.
It's kind of like hockey, huh?
I don't know, man.
In the NFL.
I don't know. They might help him out a little bit
Listen,
tonight.
Man, it's just observations. It's not necessarily we are saying that the referees do things, but I will tell you one thing. If they play 7 games, the NBA gets a lot more out of it than if they had played 4.
Well, and look, I mean, it's crazy because I think it's good basketball. I think that OKC will win tonight. I think you'll see him come back and
well,
win tonight.
Of course. You know the Extender's refereeing.
The Extender's refereeing. But even without that, like, they definitely play a role in that for sure. And this kind of goes back to what we talked about a month ago when the Wizards get the 6th pick, where that felt a little bit crazy and a little bit fishy. Yeah, a little bit not exactly up to code,
the
I guess.
The team that just lost a superstar player all of a sudden gets mm-hmm. a superstar player.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Well, and you know, the funny part is there was someone in the chat that day that brought up, you want to know when the Wizards got the number one pick and got John Wall? You want to know what happened right before that?
What?
The whole Gilbert Arenas gun thing.
Uh-huh.
So there are so many coincidences, quote-unquote coincidences, that happen with this thing. But tonight's game I think is going to be a really good one. I'm intrigued to watch and see how OKC makes some adjustments. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, though, is the best player in this series, and he needs to play like that. He needs to play efficiently, and then I think they can win this one. But who do you think ultimately wins this series?
I picked OKC early, and I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, I think I'm still going to stick with OKC, but this was something that, to your point earlier, when I was in Milwaukee, I got frustrated with Matt LaFleur a little bit with the Green Bay Packers because one thing that we saw was, like, he couldn't make the adjustment ahead of time. Like, he couldn't see ahead of what the other team was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he got there, he was fine, but he would generally lose, and then the next time he got there, he'd be fine, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, get me to a divisional round, I might lose, but next year I'll be fine. Daigneault has to get ahead of things, right? Carlisle has made the perfect adjustments to win these things. Daigneault has to get ahead one of these times.
You just have to find, like when you see a team on a run, throw a monkey wrench in it.
Yeah, I mean, to your point.
He did it the other night.
90 seconds into the third quarter, Rick Carlisle said, that's enough.
Yeah. But like, some guys, they see their guys, like, they see another team on a run, and it's a good thing that you trust your players to make adjustments. Because professional sports is that one entity where a lot of the players may just know the game a lot better than the coaches. Because you're out there, you're a professional at this thing. Mm-hmm. You do this. And you may see things that are going on that the coach hadn't picked up yet. You're going through it so you understand it. And a lot of coaches, they allow their guys to make the adjustments. Well, the exceptional ones say, well, you're a professional player. I'm a professional coach. And I see something I don't like, so I'm going to stop this crap right now. And they shut it down.
Zach Selby of Commanders.com just put out a piece, 3 standouts from Commanders minicamp. We'll get into the names that he mentioned next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.